coming down on the 7-yard line to Donnie Anderson. Bringing up the middle, he gets to the 25-yard line. His car's been thrown down. He's coming to make the stop with West Shy, number 46, and right behind him, Dick Daniels. Well, in the area of the 25-yard line, we'll see where it's grounded by Tommy Bell, the referee. Puts it on the 26, and it'll be first and 10 for Green Bay. At that point, we have 3 minutes and 31 seconds left to play in the third quarter of the game. Green Bay leading, but its score is 21-20. Carroll comes out wide to the right side. Howard Dollar is back in now after banging his shoulder a bit earlier in this first half. Right to left, there is a long heave for Carroll. He's got it on the Dallas 45, caught by Carnell Green and dropped at the 31-yard line. A big strike, pulled by Mark Starr. Completed to Carroll down to the 31. That was the finest pattern I've seen run today. Carroll came down the field, took about 7 steps in on a first pattern, and then took off and went outside on the flag pattern. And you have to credit the offensive line blocking that time of the Green Bay Packers, who gave Mark Starr plenty of time to throw that ball and Dale plenty of time to run the pattern. It was a 43-yard gain, first and 10 from 31 yards away. Mark Starr gives the ball to Jimmy Taylor. Taylor is almost up behind the line, holds his footing, gets down to the 27 to pick up 4 yards. Well, now on the Dallas Cowboy 27-yard line. Green Bay Packers have been in this neighborhood before in this half. The last time they were down here, a fumble by Elijah Fitz gave the ball to the Cowboy. And that resulted in their field goal that brought this score to 21-20, which it is at the present time with Green Bay out in front. 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter of the game. Art Starr dropping back to throw once again, throws a quick one to Jimmy Taylor right up the middle, and he turns right at the arms of Leroy Jordan. It's a 5-yard gain down to the 22-yard line. And the crowd is booing for something, but I'm not sure what. Jack, I think it was the fact that Jordan tackled Taylor, and you know how Taylor hates to get tackled. I think he was doing that little shuffling kick down there. One thing about Taylor, he comes up just mad every time he's dropped on a play. Third down, about a yard to go. Got to get to the 21 for a first down. The Dallas Cowboys charged as one man right across the line. They're complaining that they were drawn offside. Let's see what the decision is. Packers now are 17 yards away from the Dallas goal line. Carroll goes out wide to the left side as a flanker with Miles Fleming. The tight end stood out about 5 yards to the left. Ball is given to Elijah Fitz. He slices inside the 15. He is tripped along the line of scrimmage by Jim Colvin. And he skidded down to the across the 15, but his knee hit the ground at the 16, and that's where the ball is placed. So it'll be second down and 9 yards to go with a gain of a yard on the play. Clock running. We're down now to 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. No tomorrow for the loser of this game. This is for the National Football League Championship and a big, big day of the Super Bowl 2 weeks from today, which we'll be bringing you over the CBS radio stations. Outstar back to throw, a surrender from pressure, and completes the pass to Bryce Dollar in the end zone for a touchdown. This means a touchdown and an extra point away from a tie, but now they've got to get the touchdown and something more to assume the lead of the ball game. A single point. Chandler's kick is high, it's dropping right on the 5-yard line, it was taken by Mel Renfro, he's out to the 20, slices through across the 25, spins, can't quite get loose. He's almost got his ankle loose from the grasp of the Packer defender, but he's held to the ground at the 35-yard line where it'll be first and 10. It was Donald Crutcher, number 56, who had that death grip on his ankle from which he couldn't tear loose. turn off slightly to the left about 5 yards out. Back goes Don Meredith to throw. He has time to look, but he can't find the receiver in the open. He's going to have to try and run with it, and he takes it up to the 39-yard line to pick up 4 yards. Green Bay had the deep receivers blanketed. Meredith had no one to throw to. So he ran with that ball up to the 39, where it'll be second down and 6 yards to go. Don Meredith is now 10 for 18 in forward passing. Both these passes, Meredith and Bart Starr, have been doing a splendid job in the accuracy of their throws and the percentage of their completions here today. Now Meredith on the draw, gives to Don Perkins. Perkins makes his way across the 45 up to the 46. That's enough for a first down. Tackle made by Ron Kostelnik for Green Bay, but not picking up to stop the first down. Ball just across the 45, we'll call it that. First and 10 on the 45.
Now, Jack, the Green Bay Packers have been criticized during their championship years. People have said they haven't been able to throw the long pass, but really that's been the difference so far in this football game. Passes to Dale and Dowler.
Dallas is ready to go. Dan Reeves has shifted out as a flanker back wide to the left side, and Meredith rolls out to the right. He pitches one to Pete Gent, and Pete Gent stared in disbelief as the ball hit him in the hands, and he dropped it. There was an odd little situation to look upon down there, Jim. He just looked at that football as it rolled on the ground as though he couldn't believe it was no longer in his grasp.
He's called blue fingers by his teammates, too, Jack.
Out of the ball to play. It's Meredith rolling again. He's coming out to the right side. He pitches one out for Pete Jim, and this one was much too high. Jails over his head and out of bounds, incomplete, to make it third down and 10. So for Don Meredith, who's been exceptional in third down long yardage situations and coming through with the payoff pitch, has got to meet the test again. Ball on their own 45-yard line. Third down, 10 yards to go. 8 minutes and 37 seconds left to play in the game. Green Bay 28, Dallas 20. This is Jack Greaves along with Jim Moore speaking to you from the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, Texas, as this National Football League championship is being decided here today. Pete Gent is wide to the right side once again. Bobby Hayes out to the left. They've got to pick up 10 yards and an inch or two more. Dan Reeves goes in motion out to the right. Meredith back to throw. He arches a long one for Frank Clark, and Clark can't get under it. On a third and 10, Dan Meredith went for the bomb. If Clark couldn't get under the football, it was overthrown and it is incomplete. And so the Dallas Cowboys will have to kick the ball to the Green Bay Packers. On the 22nd. The punt comes down around the Green Bay 25 and rolls out of bounds at the 26. Tally wide to the right for Green Bay, they're on their own 26-yard line, first and 10. Rockstar back to throw, arches one up the middle of Ward Dollar, it's complete. Warren Livingston comes in behind to make the tackle, but not until he had gotten it off to the 49-yard line. A pickup of 23 yards on the play. And Boyd Dollar is slow to get up. They're calling timeout. This will be a timeout. Timeout is spiked out wide to the left. Stars back to throw once again. Has plenty of time. Hits Max McGee, and McGee drops it. Warren Livingston coming in on the tackle, but McGee no longer had the football. Oh, I know Max feels badly about that one. That one was a perfect pass. Hit him right in the belt buckle. So he and Pete Gent can exchange sympathies right after this game, as both now dropped one that, as the saying goes, should have had. But that can happen, believe me, to the best of them. At the 49-yard line, but it's third down and 8. Green Bay's ball on the Dallas 49. McGee out to the right side this time. Carroll coming out wide to the left. Third and 8 for Bart Starr, the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. Back he goes to throw. He's in trouble. They've got him there. Throw lost back around the 35-yard line. They were really in there. Willie Towns, Bob Little, and Dave Edwards coming in for Dallas. The ruling is forward progress was stopped, or at least the initial contact was made past the Green Bay 46-yard line. So runs him out of bounds. They'll have to punt.
He spirals a long one going deep. Hayes takes that ball and is going to try to run it out. There was an unbelievable mistake. And there was nothing else to call it. He went back and caught that ball in the end zone and tried to run it out with Packers coming down the field. And so the Dallas Cowboys have the ball on their own 1 yard line. And he simply allowed the ball to go into the end zone. It would have been a touchback and they had it out on the 20. Now they start on their own one. He actually caught that ball in the field of play because once a ball had crossed the vertical plane to the goal line, it would have been a touchback automatically. But his momentum carried him into the end zone, so he could have stayed there without it being a safety. Or better yet, never have caught the ball at all. Well, let's see if this is costly to the Dallas Cowboys. Matt Perkins is trying to lessen the shock as he takes it out to the 6 yard line. Dave Robinson making the tackle for the Green Bay Packers. The Packers defense now trying to rise to the heights and contain these Cowboys and keep them deep in their own territory. 11 minutes and 19 seconds left to play in this football game as we're in the fourth quarter with Green Bay in front 28-20. Meredith gives the ball to Don Perkins once again, and he's able this time to work his way out to just inside the 9 yard line. Pick up of three. They've got to get to the 11 yard line for a first down. So it's third down and a shade forward and 2 yards to go. Cowboys leave the huddle, getting up over the ball. Line of scrimmage just short of their own 9 yard line. Ball is given to Dan Reeves. Reeves gets through for the first down. Dan Reeves punches up to the 14 yard line, and the Dallas Cowboys can breathe again. First and 10 of the 14.
Regardless of the outcome of the football game, Jack, you certainly have to give a lot of credit to the Dallas Cowboys for their poise. They were behind 14-0 in the first quarter, were able to come back, and now deep in their own territory, they were able to move the ball out and get the first down.